You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the Director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we're discussing issues that make a difference in your life. And friends, this month of May, happy month of May, this is the month of Our Lady, and this is a very special month also because especially this week we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of Cardinal George's being Archbishop of Chicago. And for 10 wonderful years, this city and the its surrounding area has been truly blessed to have the leadership of Cardinal George, and we just want to congratulate Cardinal George on 10 wonderful years as shepherd of the Archdiocese of Chicago, and especially we're discussing the sanctity of life on this program today and the gospel of life and remnants. We deeply appreciate all that you do to promote the gospel of life and the sanctity of human life, the sacredness of life from the moment of conception until natural death. Thank you, Cardinal George, for your wonderful leadership to the Archdiocese of Chicago and to the International Church. And we're so excited today, friends, because we have a terrific show lined up for you. The first half of our program, we're going to be talking with Zach Wickman, who is the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois, and we'll be talking about parental notification in Illinois. You may have heard this morning, I heard on the radio, that there's a tattoo artist who is basically in big trouble because he violated parental notification for getting tattoos. He did a tattoo on a 15-year-old without the 15-year-old's mother or father's consent. And yet in Illinois, currently, there are legislators who are trying to prevent parents from even getting notification before a minor has an abortion. Absolutely shocking. So we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the status of that bill, which the Catholic Conference of Illinois is opposing, with Zach Wickman. And then in the second half of the program, we'll be talking with Angela Colarelli about this Pure Fashion event that's taking place this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton and is open to teen girls and their moms. It's a Pure Fashion show promoting modesty and saying, hey, you know what? You don't have to be frumpy to be modest. You can be fashionable. And they'll be promoting that. And so we'll be talking and giving you more information about that in the second half of the program. And you know, Mother's Day is coming up. And what can we do to make Mother's Day special for our moms? Well, you're thinking about this for your wife, your mother, your grandmother. What can I do to make this Mother's Day particularly special? Why not bring her to the special Mother's Day Mass with Cardinal George? That's going to be on Mother's Day, May 13th at Holy Name Cathedral at 12:30 p.m. Cardinal George will be celebrating the Mass. He'll be giving a special blessing to all mothers. And expectant mothers will also receive a white silk rose and a medal of St. Gerard, who is the patron saint of expectant mothers, and the Cardinal's blessing will include, in a particular way, these expectant mothers and their unborn children. So join us. That's going to be 12:30 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral on Mother's Day with a brief reception with the Cardinal to follow. In addition, there's a great opportunity the day before, which is on May 12th. Maybe you or somebody you know is struggling with the sadness of infertility, and there are many wonderful ways to remedy this situation that are aligned with the Catholic faith. And the third Midwest Regional Bioethics Conference will be taking place on May 12th, and it's featuring an international pioneer in this area, Dr. Thomas Hilgers, who founded the Pope Paul VI Institute. He is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Creighton University Medical Center. And we really encourage you to check out this wonderful conference. They're going to have a lot of great speakers, Dr. Hilgers, but other wonderful speakers, Father Rocky, who's on Relevant Radio, Bishop Vasa from the Diocese of Baker, Oregon, and many others. So if you're interested in that, go to www.archchicago.org, and you'll find information there on the Mother's Day Mass, on this bioethics conference, which, again, that's taking place on May 12th, and the registration form is right there on the website, www.archchicago.org. So, friends, let's dive in now to our main topic this morning, which is protecting teens, parental notification, and pure fashion. And I have with us this morning Zach Wickman. He's not going to be talking about pure fashion, but he will be talking about parental notification in Illinois. And Zach Wickman is the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. Zach, thank you so much for being with us this morning on Life Talk.
Thanks for having me, and I know very little about fashion, so I'm glad I don't have to talk about that.
Oh, I don't know, Zach. You seem to be pretty fashionable to me, so that's great. Yeah. Well, this morning, you know, Zach, I'm really interested in chatting with you about HB 317, which is a bill that would basically gut parental notification in Illinois. And this is a really complicated issue. Could you tell us a little bit, first of all, about the existing Illinois law for parental notification and what HB 317 would do if this bill passes?
Okay. Yeah, like you said, it's kind of complicated. There's a long history here, but basically I'll try to shorten it up. 1995, the General Assembly passed a parental notification statute, which required teens or minors to notify their parents before getting an abortion, not consent, just notification. And if there were abuse problems, they could sign a statement saying so and not have to notify their parents. If they didn't want to notify their parents, they could go before a judge, and a judge would deem them either mature enough to make the decision on their own or not. It's not as tight as we might like it, and it's not pure parental notification. But it was a good bill, and that it did require that. So that was passed in 95, but never went into effect because the Supreme Court for a long time refused to issue rules for the judicial bypass procedures. Last fall, a number of groups petitioned the state Supreme Court again to do so, and they did. So I think we're in the judicial process of implementing the 1995 Act, which is a good thing because right now there is no notification at all. The opposition recognized this also, and they introduced in January House Bill 317, which would basically, as you said, gut the parental notification statute by allowing teens, minors, to simply go to a counselor instead of notifying their parents for any reason, and then would be able to get an abortion. And a counselor could be, according to the bill, you know, a nurse, a doctor, a school counselor, any number of social workers or clinical psychologists. And, you know, our problem with that is it just creates a huge hole that you could drive a truck through. I mean, these people that the minor could go to now have no relationship with the child, don't have to have any relationship with them. They don't have to check up with them after the abortion. As you and I know, there are severe physical and emotional consequences of abortion. And this would allow them to do that, and then nobody take care of them, nobody find out. Now, we've worked against this bill for several months. You're very aware of that. You've been a great help.
I've been down in Springfield working over these legislators, well, discussing with the legislators. But you and Bob have been doing a great job on this issue.
Well, I got to say, Mary Lise, when you were here last week for 2 days and testifying committee and talking to members, it was a great help to us and I think a great contributor to our victory last week, however short-termed it might be. There was a vote on the bill last week. It was defeated. There were 55 yes votes and 62 no votes. They need 60 yes votes to pass it. So we won the first vote. Now, since then, one of the people who voted no with us filed a motion for reconsideration, which means they could vote on that motion and they could vote on the bill again sometime this week. They have to do it by the end of the day Thursday. And I'm not sure that they're going to, but it's certainly a possibility. So we have to keep our advocacy up.
Right, right. We need to head to a break, friends, and we really encourage your phone calls. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about how HB 317 really undermines parents' rights, how this bill puts teens at risk, what we can do in order to protect teens and protect that beautiful gift of human life. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment at 312 312- 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. We're talking with Zach Wickman from the Catholic Conference of Illinois about parental notification in Illinois and why we need to defeat HB 317 to protect our teens and parents' rights. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Hey, Mary, I was wondering, what do you think I should do for my wife this Mother's Day?
Oh, definitely bring her to Holy Name Cathedral for the Mass for Expectant Mothers. The Cardinal will be there, and he'll be giving a special blessing to all of the mothers.
That sounds like a great idea. When's the Mass at?
It's at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, May 13th at Holy Name Cathedral, which is located at 735 North State Street in Chicago, and there's even parking available.
You know, I heard all expectant mothers will receive a silk rose and a holy card and a medal of St. Gerard, who's the patron saint of expectant mothers.
That's right. There will even be an informal reception with Cardinal George after the Mass, and all are welcome.
I know my wife will love starting Mother's Day with such a special spiritual gift.
I'm sure she will. This event is sponsored by the Respect Life Office, because life is a sacred gift all the time, and mothers bring life into the world. Happy Mother's Day.
And welcome back to Life Talk. Was that a great spot or what on the Mother's Day Mass coming up on Mother's Day, May 13th at 12:30 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral? And that's Brian Brock, our producer for this show, or I guess he's our technical guy, really. And Mitch Streetle, who was involved in the voiceover for that program, is also behind the glass. He's here to take your questions, my friends, as we're talking about parental notification. What is going on in Illinois, and why are these legislators in particular trying to undermine it? We are speaking with Zach Wickman, who is the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois, and we welcome your questions and comments. So give us a call, 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. Maybe you're a parent and you're thinking, hey, why does my teen need permission to go on a field trip but does not need mine even to notify me if they're going to get an abortion? Maybe you're concerned about that. Maybe you have other issues that you want to discuss concerning parental notification. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 312-751-1979. So, Zach, before the break, you were saying that basically there's a current Illinois law for parental notification that is poised to take effect, and that HB 317 would undermine that by allowing a teen to speak with basically any counselor, a person who doesn't even know them at all, and then that takes the place of notification. Even if the counselor decides, hey, this teen is not mature, or this teen is in, you know, a coercive situation with a, you know, significantly older boyfriend or whatever that might be, that this teen, you know, they can just go ahead and not even tell their a parent or grandparent or legal guardian. Could you tell us a little bit about the number of abortions? And I have with me those statistics from the Centers for Disease Control, but about how many abortions do take place in Illinois on underage girls? Oh, Zach?
You'd be better to say it. I don't want to get it wrong. I think I know, but I don't want to get it wrong.
Okay, yet. Well, basically, I was just looking at these statistics from the CDC. And Illinois, first of all, has the second highest number of abortions in the nation on girls under age 15, which is shocking. Girls that are under 19, basically, they divide up the groups I see now. It's almost 8,000 abortions
right.
per year.
Which is about 20% of the abortions in Illinois, is my understanding. You know, one of the real problems with that is that every Midwestern state has a parental notification law, mm-hmm. at least a parental notification law,
right.
except Illinois. So what is happening is, you know, girls from Indiana and Iowa and Missouri and Wisconsin are coming to Illinois to avoid telling their parents. And so it's not just, this law doesn't just affect Illinois teens, it's affecting teens in all the surrounding states. And I think that's
right.
a real problem.
Right, right. And how do you think that HB 317 puts teens at risk in terms of not having any kind of input of a parent?
Yeah. Well, in a lot of ways, the things that concern me the most are, one, I mean, this is a major medical procedure and a major emotional decision that's going to affect the person for the rest of their life. And I can't think of any other scenario like this where a parent is specifically cut out of the decision-making process by the government. I don't understand mm-hmm. why anyone thinks that's a good idea. I also, you know, I often say to legislators I'm talking to, is where does this leave the young man involved in this, you know? This bill, House Bill 317, what it really is, I mean, among other things, is a protection for either older men preying on younger women or even teenage boys who are, you know, involved in what's happened to pregnancy. You know, they're off scot-free. If the
right.
parents are never involved, they don't know any, you know, nobody ever knows anything about them, and I think that's a real shame.
That's a great point, actually, that in fact this bill just basically helps irresponsible boys or men sow their wild oats, you might say, without having any consequences.
Right, and the girl has to bear all the burden of the decision, of the action, and now we're cutting out the parents from it? I mean, that just doesn't make sense.
Right, that's a great point, Zach. That's a really great point. I was looking, too, at some studies by the American Bar Association and other groups that show that basically the younger the teen pregnancy, generally the older the father, and that there's a huge percentage. Studies show that approximately 50% of teen pregnancies are fathered by men older than 20, which I think a lot of people don't realize. So without parental notification, these older men can take these young girls into get an abortion without the girl's parent even knowing it and basically erase the evidence of their sexual exploitation of this young girl.
That's right. I mean, those are illegal acts, and no one. I mean, this will allow an avenue for them to manipulate. They'll never be caught. They'll never be stopped, and I think that's a real concern.
Zach, now we saw, you know, obviously a very strong bipartisan vote opposing this bill, which is great, obviously, because HB 317, as we said, guts parental notice, so a no vote is good on
right.
this bill.
Right.
Are most of the legislators who voted, you know, our way, you might say, are most of them pro-life, or are we seeing that people on both sides of the issue really are supportive of parental notice?
Most of the people who voted with us are pro-life, but there were several notable legislators who are not pro-life, but who realize, you know, the common sense involved here, that parents need to be involved in their daughters' lives. And what we found out mostly is those people who weren't pro-life that still sided with us were fathers or mothers of teenage girls.
Hmm.
I think that's been the real, that's a real eye-opener. This is hard to say because it's the same person who filed the motion to reconsider, but the person who spoke most eloquently, I think, on the floor against House Bill 317 is a pro-choice Democrat from the city of Chicago, but is a father of teenage daughters and made the very strong point that he needs to know, because in 3 months after his daughter, if his daughter, God forbid, were to make a decision like this, and she's suffering from depression or having real emotional problems, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't know what it was about. He wouldn't have any idea and wouldn't be able to help her. And I think that was his motivation voting against it. Now, like I said, he's since had a lot of pressure put on him and filed a motion to reconsider, but we'll see where that goes.
Right, right. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the pressure that's put on some of these legislators and what you can do, my friends, in order to make a difference in protecting our teen girls and protecting also innocent unborn children by urging legislators to vote no on HB 317. And Zach, maybe when we come back, too, we can talk about some of these polls.
Sure.
New York Times, CNN, CBS News, their polls are showing... What percentage of Americans do you think favor parental notification? Just take a guess. It's between 73 and 83%. Unbelievable, these polls broadly supporting parental notice. So stay with us, friends. We're going to be right back here on Life Talk, and this is the last segment with Zach Wickman. So give us a call with your question or comments. That's 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. Stay with us. We'll be back for another great segment with Zach Wickman on Life Talk.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Just 10 short years ago, on May 7, 1997, then-Bishop Francis George was installed as the 8th Archbishop of Chicago. Now, we celebrate his 10th anniversary as the leader of one of the nation's largest contingents of Roman Catholics.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Do you know what's going on in your church, around the corner, or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
And welcome back to Life Talk. We are talking about parental notification, and we're discussing this with Zach Wickman, the Associate Director of the Catholic Conference of Illinois. We welcome your questions, your comments at 312-751-1979. And you know, Zach, over the break, we were talking about how this is an issue that everybody should be able to get on board with. I mean, this is not even a pro-life or pro-choice issue. As we look at these polls, we see overwhelming support for parental notification throughout the United States, as I mentioned, between 73 and 82% in these polls, which were conducted by CNN, Los Angeles Times, CBS News, Fox News, Worthland Worldwide. I mean, lots of different organizations, all of these polls showing consistent support for parental notice. And I think that's why we're seeing so many legislators who are generally, you know, with the opposition on life issues, voting our way, basically voting no on HB 317, which would gut parental notice. Zach, what can people do to make a difference? You know, I really feel miffed, you might say, that these legislators are under so much pressure from groups like Personal PAC, which has pledged $250,000 to, you know, get out of office, supposedly, some legislators who don't vote with them on this bill. I mean, it's just outrageous. What can, you know, the people need a voice. People want to make a difference. They want to tell these legislators, hey, protect teens and protect parental notification. Vote no on HB 317. How do people go about doing that? And who are some of the legislators in particular that we need to think about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the most important thing is to let legislators who voted no last week that they did the right thing. And you can do that. You know, you call your state legislator, you thank them for voting no on House Bill 317 if they did, and you tell them they did the right thing. I mean, that's what they most care about, is what their constituents think. And I know in the Chicago area, you know, representatives that voted with us that really could use some bolstering, I think, is like Representative John D'Amico, Representative Ruth Munson, Sandy Pijos, George Scully, Joe Dunn, and Renee Kosel. I mean, these people voted with us. They're going to be targets of Planned Parenthood and Personal PAC, and we need to stand up with them. You know, they did right by us, and we have to do right by them.
Right. So call these legislators, Representative D'Amico. Did you mention Munson,
yes.
Scully, Dunn, Kosel, Pijos?
Right.
I sort of and thank them for voting no on HB 317 right. last week, and urge them to stay with us on the reconsideration of this bill. Now, Zach, you know, a lot of listeners don't know exactly who their state representative is. So, friends, you can call the Catholic Conference of Illinois to get that information. That number is 217-528-9200. That's 217-528-9200. You can also call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. Again, that's 312-751-5355. Or just go to CatholicConferenceOfIllinois.org. Right, Zach? There's a link there. Find your legislator.
That's right.
And also, you can get that roll call if you go to the Illinois General Assembly website to see how your legislator voted. Just go to www.ilga for Illinois General Assembly, ilga.gov, www.ilga.gov, and you can download the just type in HB 317 in the search function, and you can click on a link that will give you the roll call to see how your legislator voted. So really get those calls in, folks. We really need it, and I was down in Springfield last week, and it really makes a difference when a representative is getting a lot of calls, because they don't really care that much about what we're saying to them, but what they do care about is what their constituents think, because they want to get voted into office again, basically. Now, Zach, you know, it's interesting because a good parent, you know, when we're talking about parental notice, should want to know where their, you know, what their kid is doing and things like that. And I think that's what we were hearing, for example, Representative Malaro saying in the debate, that he cares about his teen daughters. And really, every parent should feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, you would hope that every parent would want to be involved. And I think in the vast majority of cases, that is the truth. You know, the opposition likes to bring up, you know, they have certain cases, although none of them seem to be in Illinois, of you know, incestual relationships between a father and a daughter, and she wouldn't want to tell them. Well, nobody wants that, okay? I mean, nobody wants to force a young woman who's being raped by her father to have to go tell her she's getting an abortion. That's why there are exemptions for that kind of thing in the original statute.
Great point.
Yeah, there's a lot of hyperbole and, I think, misinformation on the other side. Our cases, you know, in the vast majority of these cases, it's a young girl who made a bad mistake, and she needs her parents there to be to support her and help her with her decisions. And that's what we're trying to facilitate.
That's a great point. Yeah, the current Illinois law already has a huge exception for girls in those very exceptional circumstances.
Right.
So that's a great point. So, friends, call your legislator, call your state representative. That's the person who's in the Illinois House serving you in Springfield, and tell him or her to vote no on HB 317 if that comes up for a vote again. And again, Zach, those representatives whom we need to thank were, could you go through that?
Yeah, sure.
Again?
Representative John D'Amico in Chicago, Representative Ruth Munson in Elgin, Representative Sandy Pijos in Glen Ellen, Representative George Scully in Flossmoor, Representative Joe Dunn in Naperville, and Representative Renee Kosel in New Lenox.
Great. So, friends, in particular, if you live in any of those areas, make sure you call them and say thank you for voting no on HB 317. I know there's been this ridiculous motion to reconsider, which I think this is ridiculous. It's like the leadership saying, oh, we didn't win, so let's do it over. Let's have a do-over. I mean, this doesn't even seem to be fair. But anyway, you know, to tell that rep, you know, thank you for voting no, and please stay strong on this. We really care about this, and we want to protect parental notification in Illinois. So, Zach, the deadline is tomorrow, so we need to get those calls in right away. Is that right?
Yeah, let's get the pressure on for the next 2 days, and then we'll be past the deadline. And there, you know, there's always other things they can do. I mean, fair and politics don't go together, But, you know, I feel good about where we're at. And if we can keep up the pressure and keep these people strong, I think we'll be okay.
Great. And, friends, you know, I believe that this is like the most important legislative issue that's impacting life issues in Illinois in years. I really feel strongly that this is so important to protect parental notification, because if we have this law in place, I mean, probably we're looking at about 8,000 abortions a year on girls 19 and under. I mean, we could probably reduce that to, you know, 3,000. I mean, studies show that parental notification really does save a lot of lives, as we look at that in other states and the effects of these laws in the other 34 states where these laws are active. So again, friends, if you would like your legislator's contact information, you don't know who your state representative is, call the Respect Life office, 312-751-5355. You can also call the Catholic Conference at 217-528-9200, or go to www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org and click on Find Your Legislator. Zach, thank you so much for being with us here on Life Talk.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for all you've done on this, Mary Louise. It's been great.
Oh, thank you, Zach. And again, that was Zach Wickman from the Catholic Conference of Illinois. And friends, stay with us in our next segment on this program about protecting teens. We're going to be talking about pure fashion with Angela Colarelli. Being modest can be fashionable, and there's going to be a big fashion show in downtown Chicago this weekend to prove it. So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
Are you an active volunteer in your parish? Do you want to grow spiritually and deepen your faith and prayer life? Do you want to know more about the Bible, church doctrine and history, and about sacraments and liturgy? The Archdiocese of Chicago offers the Called and Gifted program for generous people like you. Through weekly classes and monthly formation days, Called and Gifted helps parish volunteers become more effective parish ministers. You'll study at a site near you, forming friendships and deepening your faith. And each month, you'll attend a formation day of prayer and learning at a retreat center of stunning beauty. Over 1,500 volunteer ministers have found greater confidence for ministry through the Called and Gifted program. For more information about this wonderful opportunity for growth, call Sister Peg at 847-837-4555 or email layministry@usml.edu. Don't put it off. Call today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Knapp. Join me for Searching the Word, a live interactive program that equips you with a firm understanding of the faith. Each day, we'll search the Bible, the Catechism, papal teaching, and historical writings for answers to questions about living Catholic life. That's Searching the Word every weekday on Relevant Radio.
That's Searching the Word with Chuck Knapp. Weekdays at noon on Chicagoland's Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 AM, the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Mary Louise Curry, the director of the Respect Life Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. And the topic of our program today is protecting teens, parental notification, and pure fashion. And in the first half of our program, we spoke with Zach Wickman from the Catholic Conference of Illinois. He's the associate director of CCI. And he was talking about HB 317, which would undermine and, in fact, basically totally gut the Illinois parental notification law, and we are urging folks to call your state representative and urge him or her to vote no on HB 317, because that bill was defeated last week, but then somehow it's been called for a reconsideration, which is just crazy. So make sure to do that, friends. If you're looking for more information on that, you can go to www.catholicconferenceofillinois.org, or to find your legislator, you can go to that site and click on on Find Your Legislator, or you can call the Respect Life office at 312-751-5355. And now, friends, we're moving from legislative issues into an exciting educational outreach, which is about modesty. And we have with us on the phone Angela Colarelli, who is from Pure Fashion Chicago. And her she is the promotions coordinator for a big event that is happening this Sunday. It's the first event of this kind in Chicago. And Angela, thank you so much for being with us on Life Talk today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on.
And Angela, tell us about this big event, Pure Fashion, that's happening this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton from 1 to 4 p.m. It's Chicago's premier fashion event. Your flyer for this looks really exciting. Tell us a little bit about what this event is.
Okay, this event is one of many events that is taking place all over the country and in Canada. And Pure Fashion itself is a couple years old. We have been doing these modesty fashion shows in the area for several years, but now it's part of a national program directed by Brenda Sharman. And as you said, it's the first one downtown Chicago at the Chicago Hilton, located on the cultural Michigan Avenue Mile. And the thought was just to get it big, loud. People have to hear this message of Pure Fashion. And we have almost 40 teenage models who have been undergoing monthly formation on things, you know, about inner beauty as well as exterior beauty. And they will be modeling fashions from Macy's department store. And it's what's great about these shows, Mary Louise, is that the mothers can come with their daughters, and they know that they'll have the support of other mothers, other daughters. It's not anymore like the mothers saying to the girls, "Girls, you've got to, you know, dress modestly. You have to wear this. You have to wear that." No, they feel that support. That they're, "Oh, I'm not the only one that's been asked to, you know, put on clothes like this. My friends are like this too." And look, style can be, or you know, modest clothing can be fashionable, like what you said going into the break. Being modest can be fashionable. And so that's why our whole tagline for Pure Fashion is a celebration of style and virtue. You don't have to check style out the door to put on modest clothes.
Oh, that's great. I love that. A celebration of style and virtue. That sounds great, Angela. You know, some of our listeners may have a question. Maybe you're wondering, you know, man, this sounds like a great event and my daughter really needs to go to this. Or maybe you just have questions about, you know, how to find modesty fashions, things like that. Give us a call. We would love to hear from you. 312-751-1979. Again, that's 312-751-1979. So, Angela, basically, you know, one of the things, let's just talk first of all about the myths out there. And one of those myths is modesty is uncool. Modesty, you know, that means I've got to wear a plaid potato sack, you know. And your group is countering those myths, basically, and saying, and I'm looking at this flyer and it shows these, you know, very hip-looking teens, you know, very attractive. It looks like they're walking down the runway and they've got some big lights around them and stuff like this. And they're dressed modestly, and yet they're very fashionable.
Absolutely. That is the idea. You know, to quote again our national director, Brenda Sharman, modesty is more than the way we dress. It is an outward reflection of an interior attitude. So what is the attitude that we're trying to put out there? Well, is it that we're nerdy? Is it that we're geeks? No. It's that we're confident women, confident young girls who have something to say. When we, you know, when we dress our daughters, when we dress ourselves, we want people to notice us, yes, but not because of the, you know, amount of skin that we're showing, but because of the way we present ourselves with that confidence that I am a child of God, so that when people look at us, they say, "Wow, there's somebody I would like to know. There's somebody who has something to say, and I want to find out what she has to say."
Right.
That's what modesty is. It's not about skin coverage. It's about an attitude. How am I going to present myself to the world?
Mm, that's powerful, you know, and I like what you said, that it's kind of an outward reflection of who we are as women on the inside. I mean, I'm no longer a teenager, but I still feel the pressure to, you know, dress immodestly. You know, I live in Lincoln Park, and you get tons of people who are involved in the bar scene, and as a young adult, you know, I feel like, man, I'm under pressure even to not dress in a way that reflects virtue and that reflects my dignity as a child of God. So I think that this modesty fashion show, it's targeted toward teens, but it's a great affirmation for young adults as well.
Oh, absolutely. Women of all ages. women of all ages, and I mean, not, you know, and bring your fathers too, bring the men. I mean, there's a key part of modesty, of course, that involves the men in our lives. In fact, there's going to be a segment during the show of several teenage boys who were interviewed about, okay, how do you see girls when they wear these types of clothing? What do you think of them? When they wear these types of clothing, what do you think of them? And that is what young girls need to realize, that they affect the minds of young men. And, you know, this is not just a women's issue. This is an issue for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, friends, you probably are interested in signing up for this great event, which is going to be this Sunday. And you can go to www.archchicago.org to download that flyer. But when we come back, we're going to be talking more about this awesome premier fashion event in Chicago, Chicago's Pure Fashion Show, which is taking place on May 6th. We're talking with Angela Colarelli. And we welcome your questions and comments at 312-751-1979. That's 312-751-1979. Maybe you're thinking, man, how do I instill the value of modesty in my daughter? Or you're thinking, where can I find fashionable clothes that are modest? All of these great questions. We have a great guest here talking about an exciting event. So join us in the conversation at 312-751-1979. And we're going to head to a break right now, but we'll be right back as we're talking with Angela Colarelli, who is the promotions coordinator for Pure Fashion Chicago. Stay with us, friends. We will be right back here on Life Talk.
Youth 2000 is back in Chicago and will be held Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th at St. Benedict's Parish in Chicago.
Youth 2000 leads young people ages 13 to 30 to a deeper encounter with the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit missionchicago.net. That's missionchicago.net. Or call Father Steve Bauer at 773-588-6484. That's 773-588-6484.
Join us for Youth 2000.
Do you want to learn more about Catholic bioethical issues such as infertility or end-of-life care? Then join us on Saturday, May 12th for the Midwest Regional Bioethics Conference at Mundelein Seminary. The conference will feature Dr. Thomas Hilgers of Creighton University, a nationally renowned OBGYN specializing in infertility issues, Father Rocky Hoffman of Relevant Radio, Bishop Robert Vasa, and more. Continuing education credits are available for medical professionals. To register or for more information, call Dr. Thomas Zabiega at 630-768-4590 or log on to www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. See you on May 12th for the 3rd Annual Midwest Regional Bioethics Conference.
Celebrate senior life and spirit. Catholic Charities invites seniors to come together in celebration of senior life and spirit. Join Bishop Gustavo and Father Michael Boland at Catholic Charities' annual Senior Unity Mass, May 3rd at 10 a.m. at Holy Name Cathedral. For more information, please call 312-655-7010 or visit our website at www.catholiccharities.net. Catholic Charities celebrates senior life.
We are back with Life Talk, my friends, here on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. I'm Mary Louise Curry. We're talking about issues that make a difference in your life. And our guest is Angela Colarelli, who is the program, Angela, I'm getting your title incorrect, promotions coordinator for Pure Fashion Chicago. I love that title of that organization, Pure Fashion Chicago. We're talking about modesty, and we are discussing
you know, how it, you don't have to be frumpy in order to be not, to be modest, how what we wear is an inward, is an outward reflection of our inward virtue and dignity as a child of God. And we're talking about Chicago's premier fashion event, which is the Pure Fashion Show that's taking place this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton in downtown Chicago. And tickets for that event are still available. Is that right, Angela?
That's correct. In fact, if you go online, you can go online at www.purefashion.com and get the tickets for $65. However, if you call and mention that you heard about this on Relevant Radio, you can get the tickets for $55 by calling me at 815-530-2262.
Hey, that is a great deal. And if, again, friends, that's 815-530-2262 to sign up for Pure Fashion Chicago, which is this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton downtown. What a great event to bring your daughter to and just to enjoy a wonderful afternoon. We have some calls, Angela, so I just want to invite other listeners who are interested. Give us a call, 312-751-1979. We're going to go to the phones right now, and Jeanette is on the line. Jeanette, thank you so much for calling Life Talk this morning.
Thank you for taking my call, Mary Louise. I just wanted to call to say that we were attendees last year at the fashion show, and I have a teenage daughter who's at a public school and some younger children. And it's amazing how they were touched by not just the fashion that was at the show, but the spirit of the girls that were there. There was one girl who, I believe all the girls had done essays, and as to what beauty is to them and who their role model was. And it was just absolutely beautiful, the spirit that the girls had. And I actually, my six-year-old daughter now, when we're out shopping, she follows the modesty guidelines that were given to the girls.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And she knows, she goes, Mom, this is appropriate, or, you know, this is not appropriate, Mom. And even my teenage daughter has brought some of it to, shared it with her friends at school.
Oh, my goodness, that's great.
And her friends now are, you know, wearing the tank top under the low-cut shirts, or putting, a jacket over something that might be, you know, the spaghetti straps and such. So it's just amazing how they're touching people's lives. And my girls are counting down the days till Sunday. They're so excited. They have their outfits picked out, and they're counting down the days till they can go to the fashion show this year.
Oh, that is wonderful. Jeanette, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Angela, it sounds like this Pure Fashion program is really having a major impact on the lives of young women who are learning about what it really means to be respectful of yourself, to be treated with respect, to live out virtue in the ways that they dress by dressing modestly.
Absolutely. And one thing that Jeanette touched on, which I thought was a great point, she mentioned how, you know, putting things, maybe camisole under a T-shirt, or trying to kind of find the clothes in the store and then modifying them to be more modest, because that is a struggle. And so one thing that Pure Fashion does is give the girls tools. Okay, you're not going to be able to find modest clothes everywhere, so what do you do to make it modest? And we also have developed these little Pure Fashion cards that the models were given, that if they go into a store and they find some modest clothes, they leave it with the manager that says, thank you, retailer, for providing me with modest choices today.
Oh,
of course,
wow.
if they don't find anything modest, then there's another card that says something like, you know, please ask your designers to provide us with more modest clothing choices. Because that is the thing. You and I can go on and we can talk till we're blue in the faces about modest fashions, but until the fashion industry people get it, that women will not pay for immodest clothes anymore, we don't want immodest clothes, we want beautiful clothes that are beautiful to wear, both, you know, for the inner beauty and the outer beauty. And until that day comes, we won't support you. That is the message that we have to get across to the fashion industry.
Absolutely. We're talking with Angela Colarelli, who is the promotions coordinator of Pure Fashion Chicago, and we welcome your questions and comments at 312-751-1979, talking about Big Fashion Show happening this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton downtown, and you can go to purefashion.com for more information on that. We have another caller on the line. Anne, thanks so much for calling into Life Talk today.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know that my friend's daughter, who's from another denomination, is going to be in the show on Sunday, and I just think it's great that it's just not for Catholics, that it's for all denominations.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific.
And also, it's only for 8th grade girls, correct?
No, it's actually for all teenage girls, not high school age girls.
Oh, okay. But is 8th grade the youngest?
You know what? I should know that. I think it starts, I'm pretty sure that it starts in high school, but if she's in eighth grade and she was in it, then it may have been, you know, kind of like an exception thing. From what I understood, it was high school age girls.
Okay. And
who are
also,
the actual models?
Is the website also pureofheart.com?
No, it's www.purefashion.com.
Okay.
Right. Pureofheart.net actually is a website that the Respect Life Office has, although it's a little outdated right now, so it's not on there. But you can find the Pure Fashion, the flyer for this event at www.purefashion.com. Or you can, and again, also you can call Angela to get your ticket and you'll get a $10 discount for the event this Sunday. And her number is 815-530-2262. And Angela, any young woman of any age can go, right? It's not just for high schoolers.
Oh, absolutely. I'm bringing my 11-year-old and my 9-year-old daughter because even though they can't be models, they can certainly appreciate the ideas of pure fashion. And like in years past, we did have some younger models before it was part of the National Pure Fashion Program. But we came to see that, hey, this is something that the teenage girls can really rise up to the challenge. You know, again, they have to undergo this monthly formation. And this way the young girls can sit there and they can look at these teenagers and say, oh, you know, this is what I want to be someday.
Right.
I want to be a pure fashion model.
Right, right. That is great. You know, Angela, we need to head to a break, and we've got a couple of other callers on the line, so we're going to head to that break right now. Cortez, Christina, stay with us on the line. We'll get to you right after this short break. And friends, we can probably fit in one or two more phone calls, so call us at 312-751-1979. We're talking with Angela Colarelli about Pure Fashion Chicago, which is happening this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton. Stay with us. We'll be right back here on Life Talk.
You're invited to spend a day learning about the challenge of Christian faith and social justice. That's the theme of Justice Day 2007. It will be held Saturday, May 12th at St. Giles Parish in Oak Park. The keynote speaker will be Father Daniel Grudy, Assistant Professor of Theology at Notre Dame University. Father Grudy is a scholar, internationally acclaimed author, and film producer. He'll address the need to apply our faith to critical social justice issues both at home and around the world. The day-long conference will be held in both English and Spanish and will include forums on immigration reform and housing issues. The conference will end with Mass celebrated by Chicago Bishop Gustavo Garcia Sierra. For more information, call 312-751-8390. That's 312-751-8390. We hope to see you Saturday, May 12th, for a day dedicated to putting our faith into action.
Do you want to serve the church as a lay parish minister? Do you possess the gifts and passion for full-time church ministry? Today, lay women and men are being called to join clergy and religious and serve the church as pastoral associates and directors of religious education. Perhaps you are one of those people. To serve, you need spiritual formation and academic training. And the Archdiocesan Together in God Service program provides you both. Qualified candidates receive partial tuition scholarships and pursue a master's degree in ministry at one of Chicago's Catholic theological schools. But Together in God's Service also provides retreats and prayer experiences to help you grow spiritually and deepen your love of God. If you want to explore a calling to lay ecclesial ministry, talk to your pastor and talk to us by calling 847-837-4552. Or send an email to layministry@usml.edu.
And we are back with Life Talk. We're talking about Pure Fashion Chicago, which is a great event that's happening this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton downtown. And it's an event that's promoting modesty. You don't have to be frumpy to be modest. And we're talking about Style and Virtue with Angela Colarelli, who's the promotions coordinator for Pure Fashion Chicago. Angela, we've got a lot of calls on the line, so we're going to go right to the phones.
Great.
Cortez, thanks so much for calling into Life Talk this morning.
Hi, this is Chris.
Oh, Chris. Okay, sorry
Cortez.
About that. Oh, okay, great, okay.
Thanks for having me on the phone. I would just like to reiterate why programs like Pure Fashion are important. I do virtues work with students in junior high and high school, and there was a recent study by the American Psychological Association talking about, quote, third wave style of marketing to kids, and specifically to girls. And the study's findings said that it actually has a sexualization of our girls,
right.
Which can lead to depression, eating disorders, and poor academic performances. And so, you know, in addition to just, you know, modesty, you know, programs like Pure Fashion are really counteracting what our culture is teaching our kids. And as we all know, if someone's not forming our children other than us, then by default it will be the culture.
Right.
And so with all the noise out there in the culture and just driving by and seeing the CTA bus and the billboards on those, we need things to counteract it, and Pure Fashion is doing that, not just with a one-day event, but also informing these girls throughout the, you know, the months leading up to it. So thank you, Angela, for spearheading this in Chicago, and hopefully it'll grow.
Great.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris, for your call. That's a great point. You know, our young women are just under attack today by society trying to sexualize them at such a young age. It's outrageous. So praise God for these programs like Pure Fashion. You know, Angela, the phones are ringing off the hook here. We're going to go to Christina now. Christina, thanks so much for calling into Life Talk this morning.
Yes, what a wonderful program it sounds that you have, Angela. Thank you, Mary Louise, for taking my phone call. I am calling because I'm interested in attending, and I'd like to buy a table, and just wanted to know more about the event. Will there be other things other than just the fashion show itself? Like, what would I expect at the fashion show?
Great
yes.
question.
Yes, there is going to be guest speakers. I'm so glad you asked this question, Christina. We will be having a Christian recording artist and songwriter Suzanne Firestone as our entertaining guest. And, of course, the event is being co-hosted by Brenda Sharman and Leah Darrow, a former contestant on America's Next Top Model. So they're co-hosting of the event. The fashions, of course, that you will see will be from Macy's. Entertainment from Suzanne Firestone. There's also a Chinese raffle, which the girls really love. Bunch of basket items the girls just go and put their little, you know, tickets into. And then lunch, of course, is provided as well.
Oh, that sounds great. Boy, that's a wonderful wonderful afternoon, it sounds like.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you for asking answering my question.
Great. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, Christina. And
thank
again,
you.
Thank you. And again, people can go to www.purefashion.com. Or Angela, could you give out your phone number one more time real quick, and then we're going to go to another call.
Certainly. It is 815-530-2262. Mention Relevant Radio, and you can get $10 off the price of a ticket. And,
terrific. That's a great deal. Wonderful. And so, Angela, let's go to the lines again. We have Danita on the line. Danita, thank you so much for calling Life Talk this morning.
Hi, Mary Louise. It's Danita. How are you doing?
Oh, this is Danita. Nice to talk with you.
Yes. Thank you again for a wonderful show and the topic today. Now, I am a middle-aged lady, and I was just trying on clothes yesterday, some slacks that I needed. And I was going to buy a pair of jeans that fit me. I'm a size 10. But I must say, as a revert to the faith, after being gone for 25 years, I love my faith so much and the Blessed Mother. But I just don't feel right in a pair of jeans, especially the way they, you know, hug the body, as it were. And I was just wondering, is there any, standard from Angela's group that discusses slacks and pants and what is considered modest and what is just following the trend of the world? I mean, does she have a comment, especially on jeans for women?
Great question. Angela, what kind of guidelines do you guys have for jeans and other clothes as well?
Yes, well, we certainly have your basic guidelines that would talk about something like skin coverage, but then there's also guidelines that would talk about appropriateness of clothing. Now, is it appropriate to wear jeans to Mass on Sunday? Absolutely not. But is it appropriate to wear jeans when you're weeding the garden? Of course. And, you know, you don't want to get nice dress slacks muddy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a part of Pure Fashion as well, because, again, it's the attitude that we're reflecting. What are we trying to say in our clothes? We are children of God, and that message should be said, you know, no matter where you are. So the outfit should fit the activity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Danita, thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it. Angela, we've just got like 1 minute left or less than that, actually. Any final thoughts you want to give on Pure Fashion Chicago taking place this Sunday at the Chicago Hilton?
Yes, just, you know, promote this. We have to make pure fashion something impossible for the secular media to ignore. It's got to be something on the tongues of everyone in Chicago. Pure fashion, pure fashion.
Absolutely. That's great. And again, friends, if you want more information about Pure Fashion Chicago, go to www.purefashion.com. Or you can also call Angela. And Angela, why don't you give out that number one more time?
Sure. 815-530-2262.
815-530-2262. That's Angela Colarelli with Pure Fashion Chicago. Join us on Sunday at the Chicago Hilton for a great event. Angela, thanks so much for being with us on the show today.
Thank you, and thank you, Archdiocese of Chicago, for co-sponsoring this event for us.
Oh, that's our pleasure. And God bless you in your work. And friends, thanks so much for joining us on Life Talk today. Tune in. We're always here on the first Wednesday of the month. I'm Mary Louise Curry, and stay with us on Relevant Radio for more great programming. God bless you. Have a wonderful month of May, and happy Mother's Day to all of you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.